Welcome to Reddit. This subreddit was suggested to us by a listener, and if you want your favorite subreddit to be on this podcast, click the link in the description and fill out the form. We will be reading from r/IDoWorkHereLady. Our first post is by Bcambo. So title pretty much sums it up. I work at a bank, and one of the most common queries we get from customers is if a phone call they have received is actually from us or a scam. This happened when I had only been working at the bank for a few months, but a customer came in saying he'd been getting multiple phone calls a day from the bank saying he needed to transfer money out to a safe account, so came in to see what was actually going on. After checking records, it definitely was not us calling him. Top tip, your bank would never ask you to transfer money anywhere. I told him to stop answering the phone and just block the number. It was at this point they tried calling him again, so we decided to have some fun. Customer answered the phone and the scammer started the spiel that he needed to go into the bank and transfer money straight away. It was urgent, but to tell us that the money was for family. He replied, "Well, I'm actually in the bank right now. I'll hand you to the cashier and you can tell her the details." I didn't know what to expect down the other end of the phone, but after introducing myself to the scammer, who at this point was probs in a panic, they started cursing me and telling me it was wrong for me to pretend to work for a bank. How dare I put people in danger and try to steal their money? I then pointed out that it was he in fact that was doing that, and again got, "You don't work for the bank. You are a scammer. Blah blah blah." The customer and myself let him go on for another minute and then just hung up. Surprisingly, this has happened to other colleagues of mine. I don't know what the scammers think they are going to achieve at this point, cause the customer is obviously not going to believe from an anonymous person on the phone that the fully uniformed employee in front of them doesn't work for the bank, but who knows. Arguing back with scammers can be a bit of fun for us, especially knowing some of the damage they cause. Our next post is by Utsutano. So background. I work in a high school, but have been out and not allowed to return to my room since mid-March. Also, I look young with my mask on. Without it, you can easily tell I'm in my 30s. So we finally received our designated times to empty out our classrooms for the summer. Unfortunately, I'm just a paraprofessional, not a full teacher, so I don't even know if I'll even have a job in the fall with the school. I decide to go and fully empty my desk of all personal belongings and extra snacks that I always keep in there. Nothing that went bad, but stuff I keep on hand in case of low blood sugar. It is important to note we have been authorized for casual wear, so many of us showed up in simple shorts and t-shirts. Most of my coworkers recognized me with the mask. However, the school recently hired a new principal and police officer the week prior to all of this fun. As I finish, I begin to walk out of my room through the halls. I manage to get to a section of hallway near my parked car when the officer comes around the corner and tells me to freeze. "Cop, the school is closed. No students allowed. Put the bag on the ground and step back with your hands in the air. If you thought you could sneak in and steal some stuff, you are mistaken. Me, I'm employed with the school." As I offer to show my ID, the new principal comes around the corner and joins into this mess. "Principal to officer, I told you I saw a kid stealing. Arrest him now, while I notify the other officers." At this point, the officer has my ID in hand and looks at me. I go to remove my mask, and he drops his hand towards his holster and shouts at me not to move. Rather than risk getting tased, I call down the hall to a group of teachers who know me well enough. The officer tells them to stay back, but one of the teachers happens to be the JROTC teacher who many officers know well, as he regularly helps teach defense classes in the community. Should also mention he retired quite high in the military and everyone respects him even more for it. "Lieutenant Cole, calm down, officer. He has been here for a year and a half and isn't that damn young." He proceeds to walk over and signal for me to remove my mask. Once the officer sees my beard pop into view and matches it to my ID, he begins to apologize profusely while getting upset at the principal, who has now turned red in embarrassment. I told him it was okay considering the circumstances and that I would not be upset or report him. Edit, sorry for not putting this in as it slipped my mind. I'm 6 feet 8 inches. Our tallest officers are 6 feet even. None of our officers are allowed to carry firearms anymore. Only tasers, batons, and mace. This is also in one of the most dangerous schools in our state. Our next post is by Novak_Vamps. General overview and background info before the XXXXXXXXXXX. I work for a local hobby and games store. We have several different staff shirts with our store logo on them, but we aren't required to wear them unless a big event is going on. But we also sell different shirts that have our logo on them, so intentionally it is easy for employees to blend in with customers for loss prevention and a casual atmosphere. The owners rarely wear staff shirts, but are proud of their business and wear our for sale shirts regularly when they are in the building. Before the covered stuff, we had a bunch of people come in every day to use our open tables to play games and hang out. So occasionally we get colorful characters or Karens/Kens, etc. One of the owners loves coming up to problem people and acting like a fellow customer so he can give them just enough perceived support for them to show their true colors and then drop the "Hi, my name is C, I'm the owner of this store. Get out of my store and don't come back." It is like his favorite thing to watch these people go from confident to confused to "I'm gonna get your manager" to "oh wait, did he say owner" to embarrassed and angry to meekly leaving the store. When we were smaller, he used to use a bit more intimidating language, but he still is a big guy and can be very intimidating with just his presence when he wants to be. There are so many great stories and I'll probably get around to posting more at some point, but this is my current favorite. Some small details like names are edited for privacy stuff. XXXXXXXXX. Two groups of kids are opening the newest set of Magic, The Gathering, a collectible card game. First group is around the 10 to young teenage range and the second was older teens pushing 19 to 20-ish. Both groups were having a good time opening good stuff and getting excited. There were some other people playing Magic, and also a few other games too. One of the older kids hears one of the younger talking about getting a specific card and offers to trade with them for one of the cards he got. Both groups are new to the game, so neither could possibly know what the value of the cards are, but I do, and so does the owner, who is sitting a few tables away playing a game with his friends. The older kid is trading away a trashed card for a card worth like $50, but neither know that. The owner pipes up, "They're just trading one for one without knowing the value of the cards is always a bad idea for both parties," and directs them to a website they can use to check the prices. They do, and the older kid is legitimately upset, he almost ripped the other kid off. The owner tells them that until they get more experience with the game, that it is probably a pretty good idea to just not trade. They both thank him and go back to playing. Situation over, everyone happy. Until one of our fairly regular colorful characters, CC, decides to involve himself. This guy has never been ill-intentioned, but always makes people uncomfortable by being a bit too forward or inviting himself into conversations or games with people he doesn't know. And since the situation is pretty much resolved, the only way to keep the conversation going is to take an opposing viewpoint. CC starts arguing somehow that it is absolutely okay to trade away stuff you don't know the value of, as long as you think you are getting a good deal. The owner is very confused as he hasn't interacted with CC before, and asks him point blank if he thinks it is okay for people to cheat children. CC says yes, just happy to be having a conversation, and in his mind I guess whining the argument. Owner uses his signature line, "Well then, hi, I'm the owner. Get out of my store and never come back." CC is so shook he leaves without another word. But of course the tale continues, because another one of our sketchier almost regular guys tries to argue with the owner that it was unfair of him to ban CC just because he was okay with cheating children. It wasn't like he actually cheated himself, he was just okay with it. Owner is even more confused by this point of view and very frustrated at this point and says, "Well, as I just said, I'm the owner. And if you really think I should allow people in my store who are okay with cheating other customers, especially children, then you can get out and not come back too." They argue for a bit more, and the owner tells me to call the cops to get this other guy out of the store. Before I can pick up the phone, the guy leaves. Owner gets loud and says to the enter store, "Anyone who thinks it is okay to rip off children in my store should leave and not come back." As he goes to sit back down to play his game, parents of the younger group of kids come up and thank him. At some point, those parents left a review of our store. 5 over 5 stars. TL, doctor, kids almost accidentally rip each other off, owner stops it. Then 2 different people try to tell him he was wrong, and he bans them from the store. Our next post is by a Brakadav 4 house. I'm in my late 30s, a woman, and very tall. People tell me I look like I'm in my 20s, but I just laugh about it and take it as a compliment. I used to work at Home Depot in the hardware section, and if you have ever been an employee at HD, you know there's a lot of training and a lot to learn. Luckily, I worked construction as a teenager and was already familiar with %80 of the products in my department and a lot of products in other departments. I loved my job and loved learning about different products and what makes this tool better than that tool. Working the op and the lift was my favorite thing, and I even had a fan base of little kids who thought I was pretty cool for being a girl who drove machines. Super sweet, actually. They crowned me Princess of Hardware, to which my supervisor said, "If there's a Princess of Hardware, it's me, lol." I told him that's fine, but he has to wear the crown. Fast forward to the middle of the workday, and I'm chugging along, bringing down boxes and spider wrapping them. I notice an older man looking a bit lost down the fastener aisle and walk up to him. "Can I help you find something?" I ask. "No, I'm okay," he says, so I ask the next person if I can help them. I'm pointing out which screws to get, and I notice the same man still wandering up and down the aisle, looking very lost. "You sure you don't need any help, sir?" I ask again. "No, I don't need your help. Thank you." He stomps off the way only fragile, old white men can, and I go on about my job. Someone asks me if I know where something is in my section, but the place we keep it is empty. I walk them to garden, which sometimes has it, because we keep it in different spots around the store. Hardware is next to lumber at one end and garden is an aisle the way at the other end. I don't mind the walking, so I just go with them to grab some and put a few in my location. It was a certain kind of gloves. One of the guys from lumber runs over to me and says, "I need your help. Someone has questions about fasteners," and I told them I'd come find the person in charge. After my supervisor, I'm number 2, and even other departments ask me for help in their sections sometimes. I just really liked learning how to build and reno, so learning about plumbing and flooring was fun. I walk all the way back to fasteners with the guy from lumber, and sure enough, it's the old man. I'm standing there thinking, he doesn't want help from a woman, even though this is my department. So he tracked down the closest man. Our store did have a large gender diversity to ask for help. Guy from lumber says, "This is X. This is her department. She can help you find anything." I'm just a driver. I just bring big loads of lumber to our contractor station. I don't even know anything about lumber, let alone fasteners. Lol. So I'm looking at the guy and I ask him again, "What can I help you find?" He stuffs a metric screw out at me without saying anything, and I point behind him at the metric station he's standing in front of. Granted, it's small print on the drawers, but the entirety of its contents are listed, as well as a large sign reading metric station. I know how the station is organized because duh, it's my department. I reach in the bottom drawer and pull out a bag holding 2 metric screws in his size. He gets flippant and says, "Well, I only need one." To which I say, "We sell them in bags of 2. To which he replies, "What do you expect me to do with the extra screw? I only need one." Now, part of me wanted to tell him he could shove it up his pasty, dry ass, so I conveyed that as explicitly as I could using only my eyes as communication. I think he got the message. Our last post is by ThickDickMech69. Some background. I was working in a big drugstore in Germany and here it's uncommon for men to work there. The fact that I have long hair makes me look somewhat feminine from behind, but my broad shoulders and my beard indicate that I'm in fact a male. Now onto the story. Op, me doll, old lady, I was just stocking the shelves when Ol approached me. The following conversation ensues. Ol, excuse me miss, could you help me? Op, while getting up and turning towards her, yes of course, how can I help you? I didn't mind being misgendered because it happened every once in a while. Ol, oh you are a man then you can't help me. Op, I might be a man, but I can still help you find what you are looking for. Ol, I'm looking for a panty liner. But I don't think you're qualified enough for that since you're male. Op, even though I'm just a male apprentice I can still help you. Ol, oh well let's give it a try. I then proceeded to show her exactly what she was looking for, but she still went to complain to my manager about me helping her, because I'm a male. My manager told me I acted the right way, so that's that. This was my first post here, and even though it's not the most exciting one I still hope you enjoyed it. Sry for the bad English as I'm German. Edit, THX for all the supporting comments. That's it for Edit Reddit. I hope you enjoyed. Please leave a good rating, as that really helps me out.